What more could you ask for on a warm, sunny day but a nice, quiet path with oodles of shade? Enough time to quietly pause and ponder. I regret that I've never taken a hot air balloon ride. Not that I haven't had more than my share of opportunities to try it. I'm around a lot of people who've done it, and other things like parasailing and mountain climbing. But I'm like most people, still getting over quite a few of my fears. I put a blanket down to make sure the birds nesting on my porch I've been enjoying don't accidentally die if they fall out of the nest trying to fly, which they're gonna have to do sooner or later. Just gives them a second chance before an animal gets them to try to get airborne. We should all consider ourselves lucky to have had so many chances in our lives to get into a hot air balloon, even though most people never do. Not just the balloon, but so many other things. I've gotten beyond so many fears over the years, just sort of one by one attacked each one. Roller skating, swimming, riding a bike. I didn't get taught how to ride a bike until I was in my 20s, and even with adult training wheels, I got frustrated one day and pedaled out 10 miles to the middle of nowhere, determined to get beyond my fear. Not just of riding, but being on a busy street where jerks honk and throw things at you from their car windows because they think it's funny to make you steer into oncoming traffic and kill yourself. There are so many things in the universe we're afraid of. It's a miracle we've managed to survive and we don't need a psychiatrist just to get through a day. I was terrified of putting my head under the water before I learned how to swim, which I also didn't do until I was in my 20s. And now I've scuba dived close to sharks. I've made a point of taking risks when I take photos anywhere. There's great heights, climbing up on cliff edges, dangling my feet, saddling a fence that could break to my doom. I'm still assaulting my fears, still assaulting fear in general. We're deeply encoded to fear, which isn't a bad thing, but let's face it, we spend most of our lives in fear of so many things we shouldn't be afraid of, including one another. It's really gotten completely out of hand. We really need to start filtering out some of these fears and getting rid of some of the mania that surrounds our thinking. Husbands are afraid to tell their wives they like this or that sexually and spend their entire married lives concealing a significant element of their identities. That's just tragic. Sex shouldn't be something you fear. It should be something we celebrate, and honestly, it would be nice if we celebrated it openly in the street. Imagine how awesome it would be if you saw me on the street and you could just walk up to me and just start mauling my boobs. That would be awesome. So many rules and laws we've made, and we're all afraid to offend and go to jail or whatever, and it's not like we're afraid of dying doing them. That's a serious enough fear and a healthy one. But we shouldn't be afraid someone's going to walk into a restaurant with a loaded Uzi and mow everyone down or drop a plane on our heads while we're making Xeroxes. We can't do anything about other people who are crazed and no longer thinking like a civilized species enough to know that their insanity is just that, insanity. But every day we make insane choices here in Canada that endanger others and ourselves, and we're not even noticing how insane they are. So yes, now we have more to be afraid of, because while we're being sane, others are not. You can never tell who that person is or where they're going to drop their metaphorical plane on your head while you're making photocopies. The last 2 years should have scared us enough to get out and live better and more sanely and to rid ourselves of some of the silly fears we can do something about. I'm not sure it did that. If the conspiracy nuts are right and the government and other powers that be want us to be afraid, then they're doing a great job. I'd like us to become fearless at least about getting into a hot air balloon and grabbing my boobs. Both should be equally fun and fear-free. There should be a kind of happiness and peace we're getting further and further away from rather than closer to. Come and grab my boobs. That's a start. We'll talk about hot air balloons and jumping out of planes, which I'm still waiting 2 years now to get around to doing, another day. Little steps. Big boobs, little steps. The step off the plane is a big step. Gotta start somewhere. Boobs are always a good place to start for everything. Ah, boobs. Yay! Boobs! Boobs, boobs, boobs!